Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
We found out Thursday the news that basically we all expected to hear Wednesday night. The minute Rudy Gobert was diagnosed with the coronavirus, the minute we found out that the NBA was suspending their games indefinitely, what we witnessed on Thursday, and I get it, there are bigger fish to fry when it comes to this coronavirus. This is not the be-all, end-all, the world that we live in when it comes to sports. But this is what we do. We are in the business of entertaining. We are in the business of watching and loving and enjoying the world of sports. Well, we will now forever remember Thursday, March 12th, 2020, as the day the sports world shut down entirely. The sports world now has been shut down every which way. The NCAA tournament is one of the more bulletproof events that you're ever going to find. It is a multi-million dollar industry. It is as Americana as it gets. Selection Sunday, the first 4 days of the tournament. It's probably one of, if not my favorite event in all sports. The NCAA tournament has been canceled. And you know how I feel? I got to be honest. I feel like Christmas, as a little kid, was canceled. You know, you see those Christmas movies, and you live in that, like, alternate universe. That's what I feel we're living in right now. As I'm loading up in the studio on hand sanitizer and Clorox wipes and this state of fear and this pandemic that we're dealing with that is justified, that is fair, and by no means am I trying to say that the NCAA and the people that were involved made the wrong decision. They absolutely made the right decision. This is something that needed to be done. If you watch everything that went on Wednesday with Gobert, now Donovan Mitchell has it. One of the officials in the CAA contracted the virus. If it wasn't Rudy Gobert, and I fully admit what was the smoking gun, what was the turning point really in all of this, in the sports world taking this in a serious matter, is what happened last night. Because once Rudy Gobert and the Utah Jazz and the NBA are impacted, it's like, holy blank. Holy blank. Can't believe it. And what was surreal is what happened earlier in the day. And I'm waking up at around the crack of noon because I was curious, to be honest with you. More than anything else, I was curious to wake up like we talked about last night. And I wondered, will there be basketball? So Mike Freeman and I had a discussion about how would we find out if the games are still going to be played. Are we going to go to our phones, or are we going to turn on the TV and, you know, flip on a Fox Sports 1 or flip on an ESPN and see what's going on? I said I kind of wanted to flip on the TV because it might be a little bit more dramatic. But in the heat of the moment, of course, I woke up and I go right to my phone because that's like my tradition when I wake up. I wake up, I go to my phone, I usually see 10,000 text messages because I wake up at weird hours when the day is already operational for most. And then I'm scrolling through Twitter because, you know, you want to see, as a sports talk host and somebody who likes to be informed, well, what in the world happened as I've been dozing off and I've been in my slumber. So I went to my phone and I basically saw all the texts. Big Ten canceled. ACC canceled. Big 12 canceled. On and on we go. And I said, that's it. There's no way in the world basketball is going to be played in any capacity. And from a selfish standpoint, I was thrilled about the fact that I decided to put the kibosh on my trip to Las Vegas. And I can only imagine what my emotions would have been like if I got on a plane at McCarran Airport and when I got off the tarmac at around, I don't know, 11 a.m. Vegas time, 2 p.m. our time, seeing no basketball being played and basically our entire state of being in a state of lockdown. I mean, that would not have sat well. I could guarantee you. I would have been like, can I get on the next plane? Can I get the hell out of here? Nobody loves Vegas more than me, but the idea of being in Las Vegas as all this stuff was going on, that is a hard pass. But there we were. All of these games are being canceled. Tournaments being canceled. And yet the Big East is playing. It was absolutely surreal. It was bizarre to sit there and watch the first half of St. John's and Creighton. And that's exactly what I did. I watched it. It was enjoyable. St. John's was there. You could see that Creighton was clearly lacking, not having their starting point guard who had to get his knee scoped and whatnot. But with all these tournaments being canceled, it's like, when is Big East going to say enough is enough? Is it going to be at the under 16? Is it going to be at the under 4? Then we find out after the first half, no more basketball. And that final game, or final half between St. John's and Creighton, it's going to be the last college basketball you watch until next year. And the harsh reality for all of us now that live and breathe and eat sports is that we're not going to have our comfort zone. We are not going to have that great escape throughout all of this corona stuff. Sorry, I hate to break the bad news to you, but you're living in denial. I know baseball said they're going to reevaluate in 2 weeks. There's not a chance in hell baseball is playing in 2 weeks. I'm pretty confident in making that prediction. The NBA has already said they're going to reevaluate in 30 days. So there's 30 days right then and there, no NBA basketball. Golf even tried to power through the players, and now they have canceled until the Valero Texas Open, which is April 2nd to April 5th. It is going to be this state of uncertainty. It is going to be this bizarre existence that we live in where sports goes silent. No games, very little news, very little interaction. And just wondering, what's next? Here's the best way to approach it. And this is what we're going to do here. And I've already been asked by so many different people, JJ, what the hell are you going to talk about for the next month? And I'll be honest with you, folks. I don't know. I really don't know. We'll get wacky. We'll get creative. We'll find a way. We'll try to make light and make do with what we have in front of us here. But can I tell you, there's like a definitive plan for me about how I'm going to go about my business with you guys? No, not in the least. And I guess the answers I've been giving a lot of people are that we're going to take it day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, and go from there. These are strange times. These are unprecedented times. The NCAA tournament, folks, was canceled. I mean, let that sink in for a minute. The NCAA knows what March Madness means as a brand, to the sport, to multiple economies throughout this country. Think about the amount of economies that now will be affected by not having the NCAA tournament. Forget about the ticket sales. Forget about the people working in the building. What about the bars that'd be packed outside of, I don't know, Albany, New York, or outside of Madison Square Garden for the second weekend of the tournament, or Indianapolis or Los Angeles, you name it, wherever there was an NCAA tournament destination, bars, restaurants, hotels, the travel industry, all going to be crippled because of the ramifications of this virus. That's what was at stake here. So I'm sure the NCAA thought long and hard, first about the idea of playing in front of nobody, and then getting to a point where they had to cancel the tournament altogether. It flat out sucks. I can't put it in a more simpler term than that. This whole situation sucks. It sucks every which way. But we've all been dealt the bad hand. We got to find a way to get through it. And I was thinking about this earlier in the day because there were going to be some really fun storylines in this year's NCAA tournament. Yeah, you didn't have a Zion who's going to be this like larger-than-life figure. You didn't have an undefeated Kentucky team that was trying to go wire-to-wire. Perfect. But from a local standpoint, the shame of all of this in a sports sense is that a guy like Miles Powell, who busted his butt for 4 years at Seton Hall, is not going to have that chance to go on a Final Four run. I think about Rutgers, our buddy Jerry Recco, and all the alum and all the players and Coach Peichel, and a program that was on their way to their first NCAA tournament since 1991. Not going to get a chance to play. I think about Coach Mihalik and the Hofstra program. The joy in his voice when we had him on the show a couple of days ago. Their first trip to the tournament since 2001. They're not going to get a chance to play. Then you dig a little deeper. Imagine being in the shoes of a program like Dayton. This is a wide open year in college basketball. It's very, very rare that Dayton would be in a position to be a number one seed. That they'd have an NBA player in Obi Toppin, and they could go into a given NCAA tournament saying, hey, guess what? We're not just capable of making some noise. We're capable of winning the whole damn thing. And that moment for them has been taken away. I feel for any of the seniors out there who did not know at the time they were playing their final game. That's a very, very tough feeling. Because a college career, despite what some may say about college sports not having that same meeting, and for many of these guys, it's just the idea of getting to the next level. Well, for many of these guys, the pinnacle of their athletic careers is going to be on the grand stage of the NCAAs. How many guys, forget about the Steph Currys or forget about the Danny Mannings or the Carmelo Anthonys who go on to have great success at the next level. How many heroes of March Madness? That's their moment. Fletcher McGee. Kevin Pitsnoggle. I'm sure I could think of a few more off the top of my head. Guys who made their name and will never have to worry about buying a drink on a college campus at their alma mater ever again because of what they did in the tournament. Now those moments that I live for and that many of you live for, we will be deprived of them. Thursday was a very, very tough day. And I'm sure it hasn't even hit home yet for a lot of you guys. And I totally get it. As somebody who's in the sports world, everything that is going on with this virus is far more severe. I totally understand if you say, you know, it's bigger than sports. It obviously is. But we live in this little isolated world of WFAN where that is what we do. We come on, we talk about the Yankees and the Mets. We talk about moments in March Madness. We talk about how dysfunctional the Knicks are. Now to not have that void, to not have that next game, to not have that next moment, it's going to be wacky. Buckle up, enjoy the ride. I can tell you this, it ain't going to be pretty.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.